Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, February 21st, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Genesis chapter 39 today, and Psalm 69 in the second part of that psalm, and in John chapter 6, starting in verse 52. Genesis 39 is the story of Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him this story. "That Hebrew slave you brought us came to me to make sport of me. But as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." When his master heard the story his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me," he burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we're in the second part of Psalm 69, starting with verse 16. You'll remember that this is a psalm of David. "Answer me, Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me because of my foes. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a snare. May it become retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents. For they persecute those you wound and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out from the book of life and not be listed with the righteous. But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hooves. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell there. And now let's move over to the book of John. Today we're reading John 6, starting in verse 52, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. And you'll remember that yesterday, Jesus is talking, and he's talking about his flesh being bread, which he will give for the life of the world. And this is difficult to understand, and the Jews are starting to argue among themselves, and we'll see what ensues today. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Missions Monday, so we do not want to forget to pray alongside our mission partners. Today we're praying for Ann Peyton Baker and Kids Alive International. She works in the Dominican Republic with Kids Alive International, and this is an organization that believes every child deserves to live free from the bondage of hunger, abuse, and exploitation. She has several requests for us to be praying alongside them. One is for the transition of their new children's home directors, Arturo and Griselle. Prayers for their souls as they take on such a big responsibility. Also, four of their students are really struggling in school, so we need to be praying alongside them that God would open their minds and ease their anxieties. And you can be in touch with Ann Peyton Baker if you'd like to learn more about her ministry and how to get involved. Her email is annpeyton.baker@kidsalive.org. I'll spell it for you. annpeyton.baker@kidsalive.org. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the ministry of Ann Peyton Baker and Kids Alive International. We pray specifically for the new directors that you would fill their souls with your love and that would overflow into the hearts and minds of the children and those that work with them. We pray for those students in the home that are struggling, Lord, with their education. We ask that you would continue to work in them, ease their anxieties, and open their minds to your love and your peace. We also pray, Lord, specifically for our sister Ann Peyton, who grew up in this church. Continue to give her wisdom as she seeks to counsel the children, as she seeks to be someone who is an advocate for the children. I also want to pray for our youth group and the leadership as they plan a trip for this summer to the Dominican Republic to visit with Ann Peyton and to learn from her and to do mission work. And I just pray, Lord, your blessings on that trip, even now, the details as the planning has begun. We love you, Lord. We thank you that you are in all areas, that you are all powerful and omniscient. And we take comfort, Lord, in knowing that even when we don't understand, you have the fullness of understanding and you have created all things. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.